We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Andrea Olanek. She is the Executive Director of the Sacramento Metro Chamber Foundation. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me this morning.
I'm so glad you could join me. Let's start with a little background, Andrea. Tell me all about you and the Metro Chamber Foundation.
My name is Andrea Olanek. I am the Executive Director of the Sacramento Metro Chamber Foundation. We are the 501c3 arm of the Sacramento Metro Chamber, covering the 6-county region of the Greater Capital Region. The Metro Chamber Foundation focuses on workforce development and leadership development, and we have 6 different programs under our portfolio, but I am really excited to be here with you this morning to talk to you about Lemonade Day.
Yes, I hear stories about Lemonade Day. Tell me all about it.
Lemonade Day is a program that teaches youth how to create, own, and operate their own business. It can be a lemonade stand, can always default to that, but it can also be any other business that they dream of. The program is free for all youth that participate, and it goes step by step through 12 different curriculum items, teaching them, you know, starting with what is an entrepreneur? How do you even say the word? What are some famous entrepreneurs that you know of? It goes into what kind of product do you want to sell and what makes it unique and different from other products, to marketing and how do you pick your location of your business so that you're in a really strategic place, how do you interact with customers, and then the best part with the money management, because everything that the youth raise through their business, they get to keep. So understanding if they want to spend some on themselves, share some with the community, and save some for their future.
That's fantastic. That reminds me of all the way back in junior high, you know, it was something simple where they started teaching us how to use a checkbook and stuff like that. It sounds like this takes it to the next level, right?
Absolutely. Youth financial literacy habits start as young as 3 years old. So it feels really young, but having these conversations, our curriculum is targeted for those in 3rd to 6th grade, but can be adapted for all ages. So really teaching that introduction to money habits, exactly, you're spot on. Whether it's a checkbook or just, you know, how do I save for my future? What does that look like? And building those really healthy habits.
Starting early is the way to go. Well, who took part in this year's Lemonade Day?
This year, we partner with after-school programs. We had Catalyst Kids, Sacramento Children's Home, Leaders of Tomorrow, Rio Americano's Independent Living Skills Program, and the Sacramento Chinese Service Community Center. We have a lot of after-school program partners that implement it into their curriculum, but you can also sign up as an individual online. So a lot of different options there.
We were all forced to do what I call the COVID shuffle during the pandemic. So was this year's Lemonade Day, was it virtual? Was it online? How did it work?
We offer the program both online via an app. It's called the My Lemonade Day app, or we also have physical workbooks. So all of our after-school programs actually opted into the physical workbooks. I think you're exactly right. With COVID, we've had a lot of screen time, a lot of different apps and ways for kids to get involved. But we have heard that most people want that physical workbook, that they can put away the screens and really do something hands-on. So they go lesson by lesson in the workbook. The app is available to anyone online. So if you want to participate in Lemonade Day, you can go to our website and sign up. We'll connect with you and give you the code for the app. But we have it both as a workbook or an online app.
Gotcha. Okay. And that website is lemonadeday.org/Sacramento.
Correct.
Well, Lemonade Day is a nationwide program, over 80 cities involved. What makes our program so special here in Sacramento?
Yes, we love that Lemonade Day is a national program. It is incredible to see what the other programs are doing across the country. Like you said, it's in over 80 cities across the country. What's really unique about Sacramento is a few different things. So first is our business community and our volunteers that support. We have our sponsors that come into the classroom. They assist with the lessons. They add, you know, their personal anecdotes to the lessons about marketing and about financial management. They also make that connection with the youth. So they are a real life person with their career, sharing their story and their expertise,
sure,
which is a really great partnership with the youth for that physical connection and for that learning. What also is unique about Sacramento is, like I mentioned, you can do a lemonade stand, and that's what most of the programs across the country do. But we really wanted to allow for that creativity, that flexibility, that the youth can create any business they want. So we've seen dog treat businesses. We've seen artwork businesses. We've seen people create plants and plant containers that they sell, different jewelry. So really allowing for that creativity for the youth to decide, how do I want to spend my time? Truly like a business owner, right? How do I want to build this business? What interests me? And we give them that platform and the information via that curriculum.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking of a hot dog stand, but, you know, of course, that takes a little bit more, right? You have to be able to cook hot dogs on scene, right?
It's true. Well, and I will say, so we had a Lemonade Day celebration just the other day, mm-hmm. and we had a lemonade stand, we had a hot dog stand, we had the jewelry stand, we had the plant. So it was good to have that diversity of options, not just six lemonade stands. So I think a hot dog stand would be really good.
Kind of making me hungry. Fantastic. Well, Andrea, what are some of the different lessons the kids work through, and how does it apply to how they launch their businesses?
It is a 12-step curriculum, really starting with that basic of what is an entrepreneur, going through the marketing, through the business plans. At the end of the curriculum, they have a full business plan. It really helps kids learn how to set a goal and work against their goal, which is really digging into that social-emotional learning of that confidence that you get from having a goal and being able to achieve it and being comfortable in that skill set.
What inspired the Metro Chamber Foundation to be part of Lemonade Day, and why is it so important for the youth in our community?
The Metro Chamber Foundation has programs and workforce for people of all ages. So starting as young as our youth in elementary school through people that are very senior in their career. But it was really important for us to have a program specific on youth because they are our future. They are our future workforce, our future leaders, our future community. And so to give this opportunity for youth to build these introductory skills to what will be their confidence and their business for the future was really important to the foundation.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Andrea Olenek. She's the executive director of the Sacramento Metro Chamber Foundation. You can find out more about Lemonade Day online, lemonadeday.org/Sacramento. What are a few impactful lessons that the kids learned during Lemonade Day?
I am constantly impressed by the youth that participate. One of my favorite stories to share, though, is every year we do a Shark Tank-style competition, and we had a first grader pitch me on his business plan for his bread-making company, and he had step-by-step, line-by-line, exactly all of his expenses and what he needed, you know, for each cup of sugar, how much it would cost, and each cup of flour, and he was going through line-by-line. He had done his research, gone to the grocery store, looked up the items, and then was presenting it to me, and I was just sitting there like, you are a first grader, like you're 6 years old. I was so impressed. You know, there's a lot of businesses that you just start. You don't put that much thought behind it.
Yeah.
So it really inspires me for his future and our future of our youth, that they're able to be that intentional as they're starting their businesses.
That's incredible. Oh, my goodness. I bet you have more stories, so please feel free to share.
Sure, yeah. So a different story, kind of a different angle on this is, like I mentioned, one of the most unique things about Lemonade Day Sacramento is our business community and our sponsor support.
Mm-hmm.
We work with Rio Americano's Independent Living Skills Program, and they were looking to launch their businesses, teach their youth all about business skills. And in it, their goal was to raise enough money that they could buy a washer and dryer so mm-hmm. that the youth could also learn that skill.
Yeah.
They're teaching those skills, right? How to live on their own after high school. So they, one of our sponsors got word of it, Bonnie Plumbing and Heating and Air, and they decided to come in and do all of the work for the installation of the washer and dryer for free. So over $10,000 of in-kind support.
Oh my goodness.
Helping bring this dream come true for that classroom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the kids saw the benefit of that. And then they were able to raise more dollars, create a stronger partnership. Bonnie now passes out their dog treats with their business. So really exciting to see that kind of partnership by our sponsors and our employers in the region.
That's great. It takes a village, right?
It really, really does.
Any more stories that you can share with us?
Yeah, I'll share one more of my favorites. So we also last year had a group of foster youth women who were going through the program. They worked as a group to have their lemonade stand in the region, and they took all the money that they raised to have a trip to Disneyland.
Nice.
And while that might not sound like a big deal to some, definitely a big deal to most.
Sure.
Most of these girls had never been on an airplane, for sure had never been to Disneyland. So this effort, right, was really that sweet satisfaction of being able to create their business, work it. They worked, all the kids who participated got to go to Disneyland. So they would show up, work for it, learn those interactions, right, asking people to buy their lemonade, explain what the money was going to, and then get to go and experience it. So that really teaches you the value of the dollar, right? That when you work hard for something and then you're able to experience what it can buy for you, it's definitely a great motivator.
No kidding. I just want to know if they brought you back some Mickey ears.
They didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for them, but they did send me some really cute pictures. So that's all I care about for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah. No, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Totally.
Well, this year's Lemonade Day celebration is over. How do we still support the cause?
Yeah, so we have had a few of our Lemonade Day celebrations. We will have a few more coming out in June, and then the program will continue in throughout the summer. So highly encourage you to go to our website, lemonadeday.org/Sacramento, and that's where you can find all of our most up-to-date information to come see it. The big vision is that we'll have Lemonade Day on one specific day as we move into the future, but right now we're able to offer that flexibility to our partners and have celebrations throughout the spring and summer. So it's great to come check it out. We've had some really successful celebrations. As I mentioned, we had 5 stands at one location the other day, and it's just such a great way for the community to come out and support. And I can't say it enough. Like, until you go and see it and see what these kids are doing, it's hard to really understand the impact of the work.
And you can get some tasty lemonade.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the weather stays to be this hot, it's a good thing to stop by on.
Right.
And I would encourage, whether the youth are part of a lemonade day or not, if you're ever driving down the street and you see a lemonade stand and a kid is choosing to make that what they do on their, you know, Saturday afternoon, stop by, spend the dollar, give that kid that boost of confidence, support that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yep, absolutely. I know. I remember when I was a kid, we used to do that all the time. And it was, you know, a way to make a couple extra bucks.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like you definitely make some money, right? Not big, large money, but you make some money. But it's really like that's what the whole point of the program is that it's this experience, right? And you're like, huh, I'm going to try it out. And then you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. I was actually kind of successful. And it gives you that confidence and assurance that you can do this. And while it seems, you know, kind of small to start, it gives you that fuel to keep testing, keep trying it out, really build that entrepreneurial spirit. And our dream is that in, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, we have entrepreneurs that are like, hey, Lemonade Day was like the first time that I felt that entrepreneurial motivation to go after my dreams and really build that framework and foundation.
Work hard and you're making some money, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Andrea, what happens to the money raised during Lemonade Day?
Yes, so the kids get to keep 100% of what they raise through the experience.
Wow.
Obviously, they have to pay back any expenses they have.
Sure.
But they get to decide what to do with it. And so, as I mentioned, there is this curriculum where it's, you know, spend some on yourself, understand that value of the dollar, what hard work can get you. Save some for your future. We talk a lot about that financial literacy, opening your first bank account, and then also share some and pick a nonprofit or cause that goes back, you know, to support your community.
Nice.
What's really interesting is that most of our kids, as I talk, you know, as we constantly are talking to the kids and the program coordinators, most of the kids pick a cause and give almost 100% of their revenue they've earned back to a nonprofit, which is also really inspiring for our future to hear all the youth want to spend their money in that way.
That's incredible. What are some of the causes that they supported?
So we just had one last weekend. Have you ever heard of a pangolin?
Tell me all about it.
I was like, well, pangolin is an animal that you can find in Asia and Africa. They are a mix. You know, you'd think it's a reptile, it would be a mammal.
Right.
We had one girl who was a huge fan of them, but they are becoming extinct. Mm. And so she is raising all of her money to go to that. So I learned something new, which, again, I tell you, I'm always inspired, always learning from these kids.
Yeah.
That is one that I heard recently. We had one, it was a school, and the kids decided to give it back to the PTO, so supporting their school and ensuring the funding for their school, which I think is really awesome, definitely something close to their heart. I've heard of them giving it to Front Street or SPCA, who doesn't love giving money to the animals.
Yeah.
And then also several children often opt into giving to homeless causes, so supporting their community in that way.
The money's going to some great causes, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, Andrea, one of the most important things about Lemonade Day is teaching kids the value of money. Let's talk a little bit more about financial literacy.
Absolutely. So it's so important. As I mentioned, kids really start building their financial habits at as young as 3 years old. And when we talk about really like systemic changes, it's really teaching these healthy habits at a young age so that they are set up for success for the future. So things to consider if you have kids, right? Have you opened a bank account for them? It's good for them to just talk about money, handling money, what this costs. Just having that everyday conversation introduces them to these topics. But, you know, if you put a bank account in their name and can save some a little bit for them every month, that just sets them off on such a good foot moving forward and building those healthy habits, really understanding what's theirs. But like any other skill, right? You think about how do I influence my kids in any other way, talking about financial habits. It might feel weird or that they're kind of young, but it's really important to start at a young age.
Yeah, like you said, they start as early as 3 years old. And of course, part of that learning is watching mom and dad and seeing what they're doing, right?
Absolutely, right? Even if it's just them handing the bill and, you know, the older they get, counting back the change, how much should it be? You know, it's so easy now with a credit card to just swipe it and not realize what that means.
Right.
Where is that money coming from? Oh, mom and dad just have this magical card that they pay everything with. But there's obviously much bigger lessons behind that to understand. And you don't want them first understanding that, you know, when they're 18 or older. You want them to really understand that value of money.
And of course, you know, does anybody write checks anymore?
I don't know. It's been since I've had to.
Well, what's the best way for our listeners to support Lemonade Day, Andrea?
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities to get involved. If this is something that sparks your interest, I highly encourage you to reach out. We are always looking for businesses to sponsor. As I mentioned, this program is free for all youth to participate. So to do that, we definitely need our business community and individuals to financially to offset those costs. We also have plenty of volunteer opportunities for people to come into the classroom, to teach lessons, to mentor the youth through this program. Everyone who does it loves it. But again, like I said, you're constantly inspired by the kids and really energized by their enthusiasm around their businesses. I would encourage you to work on these financial habits with your own kids. You can download the app. You can work on this program with your kids throughout the summer. Get them involved. If you have an after-school program that they go and participate in, we would love to connect with them and figure out if we can bring the lesson and curriculum into their programming.
And you can find out more right now. Go to the website, lemonadeday.org/Sacramento. Well, Andrea, when it's all said and done, what are some of the key takeaways of Lemonade Day?
Yes, so definitely we want to instill business and entrepreneurship skills, the financial literacy, but that social emotional learning, creating a goal, working towards that goal, achieving that goal, and that feeling of success, that is something we want all of our youth to walk away with. As well as there's so many other skills. We talk about business partners, right? So maybe your business partners, your sibling or
right.
a neighbor, friend down the street. So teamwork and how do you work together on that? No kid can do this curriculum alone. So it's a great way to work with an adult in your life and come up with this plan and really experience it together. So there's so many other benefits besides just those core skills that you're learning, so many other benefits that the kids receive.
Well, we're running out of time, but before we go, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the Metro Chamber Foundation, because before I was introduced to you, I had no idea you even existed. So what do you guys do at the Metro Chamber Foundation?
Absolutely. So the Sacramento Metro Chamber is your business association, really advocating, supporting, and growing our business community
right.
in the region.
Okay.
The Metro Chamber Foundation is the 501c3 arm focused on leadership development and workforce development. We do have 6 programs, and as I mentioned, it really spans from as young in your career as elementary school through senior in your career, so you can always find a place to plug in. We have Lemonade Day, starting with our youth, to teach about entrepreneurship and business skills for our elementary school children. We have Thousand Strong, which is a program in partnership with the mayor's office for youth employment, paid youth employment initiative. We are always looking for employers to host students and give that real life experience that's tied into their pathway learning in the classroom. We have Metro Edge, which is for our young professionals under 40 years old. So if you're under 40 and listening to this, I highly encourage you to Google metro-edge.org and come out to one of our events. Meet people who are like-minded to you, really trying to do good for our community and are really ambitious. Great place to get connected. We have Leadership Sacramento, which is a year-long program for business leaders in our community to deep dive about regional issues and find their way to civically engage. And then we have Inspire Giving, which is an endowment fund at the Sacramento Region Community Foundation, where we give a $10,000 grant to a local nonprofit annually. So lots of ways to plug in wherever you are in your career, and we hope to see you out. Please don't hesitate to reach out.
We know the Lemonade Day website. What's your website for the Sacramento Metro Chamber Foundation?
Yes, it's metrochamber.org/foundation.
Gotcha. Okay, well, what would you like to leave our listeners with this morning, Andrea?
I hope that our listeners are feeling inspired by this. I know that as I help with the Lemonade Day program, I am constantly inspired by our youth. And if you don't see that every day, I highly encourage you to come get involved, come mentor some of our youth. Stop by a lemonade stand if you see one. Support that learning that the kid is doing and spending their time to put themselves out there. And we hope to see you soon. Come get involved.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Andrea Olanek is the Executive Director of the Sacramento Metro Chamber Foundation. You can find out all about Lemonade Day, lemonadeday.org/Sacramento. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Andrea.
Thank you, Doug.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. It's Memorial Day weekend, where we remember all the brave men and women who have given their lives to protect our freedom. When you see a soldier or anybody in the military, please say thanks. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.